This is Behind the Game, Episode 9, the 1993 NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Chicago Bulls dominated the NBA in the 1990s, winning 6 titles in 8 seasons, becoming one of the greatest dynasties in sports history. The mantra for Chicago's second trio of titles was repeat, threepeat. A sliding doors moment from the 1993 NBA playoffs would have significantly impacted the course of NBA history. Though I'm not normally a fan of what-if scenarios, let's entertain one, specifically an examination of Game 5, Knicks vs. Bulls Eastern Conference Finals. New York secured home court advantage throughout the Eastern Conference by virtue of their 60-22 record. Chicago ruthlessly disposed of first and second round opponents, Atlanta and Cleveland respectively, en route to an Eastern Conference Finals matchup with the Knicks, the team that forced the Bulls to a seventh and deciding game in the 1992 Eastern Conference semifinals.
I didn't think they could finish the game like this, Bob. I thought when Ewing got hurt that they were in trouble. Game 7 on Sunday, it should be a doozy.
Many pundits believed that the 1993 Knicks had the best opportunity to upend Chicago's hopes of a three-peat. A brief tangent. Three-peat was a word coined by NBA lifer Pat Riley. Following the Lakers' second straight title in 1988, he registered the term as a US trademark in anticipation of a triumvirate of trophies for his Los Angeles team. Per Eric Zorn's Chicago Tribune article from mid-June of 1993, titled Marketing Coup is No Bull-Oni, quote, Riley, who collects a royalty of about 5% of the price of shirts, jackets, and hats that bear the word he owns, stands to become nearly as rich as Oprah. End quote. 1993 was the fifth straight Eastern Conference Finals for the Bulls. Conversely, just 2 Knicks players had participated in a conference final, Rolando Blackman and Tony Campbell. As coincidence would have it, Blackman's Mavericks pushed Campbell's Lakers to a seventh game in the 1988 Western Conference Finals. The 93 Conference Finals opened at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Saw the Knicks defeat the Bulls in Game 1 of this best of 7. 98-90. Final seconds. Here's Jordan for 3. Oh, an air ball. Perhaps a symbolic for the Bulls. The Knicks have made it 2 out of 2 against the Chicago Bulls. A 96-91 victory.
The newspaper headlines after Game 2 varied wildly based on locale. New York, 0-2 be the Bulls. Too much. Bulls look like fine wine. And that's wine with an H. In Chicago, 0-2 in New York. Down to the wire, but down 2. Bulls whipped. The Bulls hadn't lost 2 straight playoff games since the opening of the 1990 Eastern Conference Finals in Detroit. Would Chicago return home to the Madhouse on Madison and secure a crucial Game 3 victory against the Knicks?
A standing ovation for the Chicago Bulls, who have managed to bounce back with the 2 victories at home, and they defeat the New York Knicks 105-95.
The series was knotted at 2 games apiece. The teams journeyed back to New York for the pivotal Game 5. The Knicks had won 27 consecutive games at MSG, a streak dating back to January 1993. By contrast, the Bulls had lost 6 straight games in New York, stretching back to Game 4 of the previous season's conference semifinals. New York eviscerated Chicago in the team's first regular season meeting in November 1992, an astounding 37-point drubbing.
Knicks lead 112-75, 10 seconds to go. Knicks receiving a standing ovation.
The NBA on NBC opened Game 5's telecast with highlights of the Bulls' Games 3 and 4 wins, set to the prescient musical stylings of Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Take my hand, we're off to Neverland.
Yes, a major production here just off Broadway, some 10, 15 blocks away. As we head to the fourth quarter of Game 5, the series is tied at 2.
The Bulls held a 3-point lead entering the fourth quarter. We all know where this is going. Marv Albert's iconic call of the closing moments of Game 5.
Ewing for Smith. Smith. Strip Smith. Stop Smith. Stop the game. What a play by Scottie Pippen. Final seconds. Jordan for Armstrong. And the Bulls have defeated the Knicks. The Chicago Bulls with a couple of spectacular plays. Scottie Pippen stopping Charles Smith. What if that last basket will count? The Bulls 97, the Knicks 94.
But wait, what if Charles Smith did make that basket in the final seconds? The Knicks hold off the Bulls and take a 3-2 series edge with a Game 7, if required, within the confines of the world's most famous arena. New York fulfill the immense expectations placed on them following the May 31, 1991 appointment of Pat Riley as coach. They dispose of their arch rivals and advance to the 1993 NBA Finals, where they would face the Phoenix Suns. Ponder that series for a moment, given the team's history dating back just over 2 months following a raucous regular season contest at America Wild Wild West Arena.
Oh, Johnson and Rivers in a collision. Oh, look out. Here comes Rivers after Johnson. We have a free for all. Johnson blindsided Rivers. Rivers went down, and this could become ugly.
It is ugly.
Whilst we're on the topic of what ifs, would these iconic moments have taken place in this alternate NBA reality? Does Michael Jordan retire?
When I get to a pinnacle and I feel that my skills are still good, I'm not starting on the downside of my career, I want to walk away from the game. And it's been very fortunate that I'm on top.
Does David Robinson edge Shaq by 4,419 ten-thousandths of a point for the 1994 NBA scoring title?
Takes the jumper, yes! 71 for David Robinson.
An admirable effort, to say the absolute least. Would Scottie Pippen manage to force a trade and render the Bulls' second three-peat a pipe dream?
If you're going to trade me, then go out there and trade me. Don't dangle me around and expect me to come back the next season and still not have on my mind what you did to me the whole summer.
Would Scottie enjoy his tremendous 1994 season, sans Michael Jordan, where he finished third in MVP voting? Would the 1.8 seconds game merely be a figment of our imagination?
As far as the last play of the game goes, Scottie Pippen was not involved in that play. He asked out of the play. I left him off the floor.
Does Horace Grant exit Chicago and sign with Orlando?
But we still have a lot more to learn about the game of basketball because we are such a young team. In this series with the Bulls, we will come of age. If not, we'll be at home the next round.
Does Houston rocket atop the NBA and win back-to-back titles in 1994 and 1995?
I have one thing to say to those non-believers. Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion. Yeah!
Would Nick Anderson, one of the Orlando Magic's all-time greats, be unjustly remembered for a horrid run at the free throw line in Game 1 of the 1995 NBA Finals?
And he misses four straight. The Rockets take a timeout with 5 6/10 seconds remaining.
Had Nick made one of those free throws, Orlando almost certainly win Game 1. At worst, they split the opening two games and forced the Rockets to at least a 5-game series, with the possibility of returning to the Magic Kingdom in Florida for a Game 6 and even beyond. Let's get back to reality. Free throws are a basketball fundamental. Yet, for the select few who step to the line, especially in the heat of playoff basketball, the moment can get to them. In rare cases, it can affect legacies. In Game 5 of the 1993 Eastern Conference Finals, New York made just 20 of 35, a shocking 57% from the charity stripe. Chicago had fewer attempts, making 16 of 23, but connected at an almost 70% clip. A sampling of headlines that followed Game 5's dramatic conclusion. No prizes for guessing which headline is from which city. Bulls escape from New York. Thankfully, Bulls take 5. Home Mona. Now, back to hell. The Bulls, filled with belief after their stunning Game 5 win in New York, returned home to Chicago and eliminated the Knicks in Game 6.
Look at that stat. Last 15 years, 106 teams have been down 0-2. Three have come back to win the series, make it 4. The Chicago Bulls, as McWilliams concludes matters for a 96-88 victory. And it is Chicago going on to the NBA Finals.
Returning for a moment to the lyrical thread of Enter Sandman. You could say that the conclusion to Game 5 of the 93 Eastern Conference Finals really did ring true for a handful of Knicks players. After all, New York is known as the city that never sleeps.
Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight, exhalate, enter night, take my hand. Never, never land.